Almost ready?
Almost.
You know, our computer camera isn't that high quality. She probably won't be able to see your mascara.
It's not for her. It's for me. And maybe a little for you. You stand behind me at my vanity table. Your body presses gently against my back, and the sight of your bare torso appears in my mirror. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I never really, you know, had with an audience, that is.
Over the last week, I've had more than a few moments where I've suddenly wondered if what we're doing is a good idea or not. A stranger from the internet is about to watch us and tell us what to do. I can't really tell if what I'm feeling is nervousness or excitement. But whatever it is, it's making me jittery. You can go ahead and log on. I'll be done in just a second.
Okay.
I take one last look in the mirror before moving from my vanity to the bed. I haven't worn this leather bralette in so long, I couldn't remember where I had put it. God, I can't even remember the last time I had the time or energy to get dressed up like this. All the more reason to try new things. I sit next to you on the bed in front of the laptop, sitting on our bedside table. You lay your hand on my thigh and my leg twitches a little. You touch me all the time like this, but tonight I'm feeling extra sensitive to even the slightest of touches. We've talked about doing this little fantasy more than a few times over the last year. Someone watching us, telling us what to do. I've been thinking about it for so long that it doesn't feel real. The fact that it's about to happen. You enter the empty chat room we made in advance for tonight.
Okay, she should be here any second now.
Your lips curl up in that cheeky way that used to make me weak in the knees when we first met. God, it's been a while since you gave me that look.
Hey, come here.
You cup my face and pull me to you. Your breath is warm against my neck as you kiss along my jaw. Oh, your lips drift slowly up to mine. I melt against your body and wrap my arms around your neck. You feel so good against me. God, I've missed this so much. We've always had an active romantic life. Until recently. The last few months, work has been so busy and stressful for both of us. I don't know how it happened, but our life just kind of fell by the wayside.
Starting without me, I see.
Sorry, couldn't help it.
I don't blame you at all. Your wife is hot.
Hi, Nina. Nina's face lights up our computer screen. She's sitting in bed with her laptop angled to her side, and the camera pointed up at her. So far as I can tell, she's wearing a pair of tight black boy shorts and a crop t-shirt. God, she looks so good with her dark, wavy hair pulled back and her long, lean legs stretched out. I don't think we could have found a better person to do this with. Nina reminds me of, well, me a little bit. It's hard to really know someone when you've only met them virtually. But I've always gotten the sense that her world is much bigger than the rest of ours. Like she's totally unburdened, untethered from anything but herself. I've never really identified as bisexual or anything, but Nina is the type of woman I could see myself with. And I guess that's why I feel so comfortable letting her into our bedroom. Virtually, anyway.
So, just want to make sure we're all still good. Anyone want to make any adjustments to our plan for tonight?
I'm good to go. Are you, babe?
All good here.
All right, same. Why don't you continue on with what you were doing when I got here?
You flash me a grin, all teeth and excitement. I bet you've been thinking about this all week, just like me. It feels like ages since I've last seen you giddy like this. You drag your fingers gently up my thigh and towards my hip. I feel a sudden wash of self-consciousness as Nina's presence starts to suddenly feel very real. I can sense her eyes on me through the screen. It's a little strange, but I think I like it. I shift on the bed slightly, orienting my body towards you. The rough scratch of your beard against my cheek grounds me in the moment. I try to focus on the sensation of your hand trailing lightly down my neck. Your hand curls around the back of my neck with a firm grip. Your kiss is hard and desperate and hungry. I love this feeling of intensity from you. Like you're performing for Nina.
Are you gonna be good for me and Nina tonight? Gonna do everything she says?
Yeah. I'm going to be good to you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.